You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. As Dayton prepares for the first four basketball championship, police will be on the lookout for human trafficking. Customers routinely fly to the Miami Valley from all over the world. At the University of Dayton's Human Rights Center, Tony Talbot explains how a sexual encounter is set up online by customers coming in for a business meeting or sporting event.
They can actually arrange commercial sex days or weeks ahead of time from somewhere else in the world, looking, scrolling through ads, finding the people they want, arranging for payments, setting it up, setting up a location. Then they come in very discreetly and in a relatively safe way with low risk of being caught.
Talbot, a former member of Ohio's Human Trafficking Commission, says the Miami Valley is a hotbed for sex and labor trafficking, in part because of the intersection of I-75 and I-70. He awaits the release of a UC report on the prevalence of trafficking minors. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.